it's one of the things we need to work on right now, and it's not been good the last few games, and you know, it's a big part of the game, and you know, we have to take advantage of it when we do get it in games, and you know, we're just trying to work on, you know, getting zone time and, you know, getting shots on net.
Just the same way that individual players will struggle with confidence from time to time, can a power play struggle with feeling good about itself?
Absolutely. You know, once you go a certain amount of games or, you know, power plays without getting a goal, you know, it starts to creep up on you, and you know, it starts getting your head a bit, and you know, you try and do things that you normally wouldn't, and I think that's what we're doing. You know, we're not shooting the puck, and you know, we're not dumping it in, and you know, battling to get it back. And it's pretty obvious last night that you know, it needed some work.
Is it solely units, or are there teams, you know, managing things differently? Is something
else? Well, I think other teams, you know, are playing us pretty aggressive, and you know, that's seems to be what we struggle with, is when teams really push us like that. And you know, I think, you know, that's what we're trying to work on, you know, is telling our killers in practice to put more pressure on us and kind of force us to make plays. And, you know, that's it's definitely what we have to get better at, is playing against teams that are aggressive.
Is it kind of a wake-up call when Claude says changes are necessary and you see the GST line taking some power play minutes in practice?
Yeah, well, he said, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, who he's going to put out there with the power play. If our line's not going or another power play unit's not going, you know, he's going to use anyone that can get the job done. And, you know, lately, you know, we haven't been getting it done. So, you know, he might put someone out there that hasn't, you know, really been out there this year. And, you know, it's as, you know, guys that play the power play, you know, you want to be out there. But at the same time, you know, if other guys are going to go out and score goals, and, you know, that's good for the team.
Pretty feisty game last time with Minnesota. What are you expecting from them tomorrow?
Same thing. You know, they when they came here, it was a good game. It was a physical, it's almost like a playoff game. And, you know, I expect the same thing tomorrow. It's going to be a hard game. It's always a tough building to play in Minnesota. And, you know, we don't see a lot of each other, but for some reason, you know, there's some bad blood there.
Glenn, you just mentioned the fact that it was like a playoff game. Does this team need to flip that switch into the point that you guys need to start thinking about every game from now until the end of the season as a playoff game, considering the standings?
Yeah, it's something we've been talking about, is, you know, kind of picking up our intensity and, you know, kind of getting that desperation in our game. I think last night we had a good first two periods, and, you know, once we got down that goal, you know, that desperation wasn't there. And, you know, it's only one goal, and, you know, that's the time when we need it the most. So, you know, I think, you know, other than the third period last night, we played a good game, but we just need that desperation and that kind of, yeah, that we have to play a game like it's a playoff game. Well, it's just, you know, it's something we have to talk about as a team. You know, these are must-win games right now, and when you see us get down a goal, it's like, you know, it kind of takes the air out of us. You know, we've been struggling to score goals, and maybe that's why. And, you know, when we get down a goal, it's when we need to be playing our best and when we need to be our most desperate. And, you know, last night we weren't.
Let's go get one ourselves, right? Let's not sit back and let this thing unfold this way. But collectively, that doesn't seem to be there. Can you put a finger on that?
I don't know. I think part of it could be confidence. I think, like I said, like when we were scoring goals earlier, it seemed like, you know, we had more confidence that we could get back into games. So maybe that's why, you know, we're not really, you know, that kind of deflates us when we get down a goal, is, you know, because we've been struggling hard to score goals. So, you know, I think once we get going and once our confidence gets going, that those one-goal games, you know, we can feel like we can get back in them.